Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Kia ora, you're listening to Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. And we've got a special show that's been put together by No Labels co-host and producer Mike Gawley. Talking to Alan Jones with selections that Alan's made. So here is Mike Gawley and Alan Jones with a special No Labels mixtape. Sadly, Alan passed away on Saturday the 20th of July. A memorial service will be held for him on Saturday the 16th of August at Island Bay Bowling Club at 1 p.m.
Pineapple Head.
Tell me about that one, because I've not ever heard that one that I know of, no.
Would you? Oh, right, yeah. Well, to me, it's a thing of fantasy almost. It's about sort of committing a robbery and then I am reflecting on the past a bit. And I've enjoyed Crowder's House, especially the Finn Brothers. And that, to me, is the song that I play the most of.
Detective is flat, no longer is always flat out. Got the number of getaway car, didn't get very far. It's lucid as hell, this image is moving so fast. Like a fever so close to the bone, I don't feel too well. And if you choose to take that path, I will play you like a shark, and I'll clutch at your heart. Head. It spins like a number I hold. Don't remember if she was my friend. It was a long time ago. And if you choose to take that path, I will play you like a shark, and I'll clutch at your heart. The pineapple head spins and it spins like a number I hold. Don't remember if she was my friend. It was a long time ago. And if you choose to take that path, would you come to me?
And we stay in New Zealand, but an international performer, Holly Fallbrook, but performs as Tiny Ruins. I know you're absolutely fan of Tiny Ruins. And you've picked Bird in the Tyne, which again I've not heard.
Yes. Well, that was the first song she ever recorded. And it was part of the video that was made about the Erebus disaster. And I first heard it then. I had a difficulty in finding out who the singer was, and the song fitted the film very, very well. And I followed Tiny Ruin since then. I've seen her a number of times live. But she, well, we haven't heard anything of her for a while, so I don't know if she's overseas or not.
Well,
and
I heard
she could well be.
I heard her sing a song about a crab the other day, actually.
Well, I think that's from her latest album.
It
yes.
is, that's right, yes.
No, I think she's very, very different and got a very unusual voice.
And then we come back to the one you mentioned before, Norwegian Wood by the Beatles.
Oh, right, yes, yeah.
So why that particular one out of all the Beatles that you could have had?
Well, I suppose, A, because the instrumental's great, but also when you come to think of it, no matter what opinion you might have of what's about, you'll probably be wrong.
So what do you think it's about?
I honestly don't know. and really, I just love the song. I mean, I've given up trying to interpret it.
I guess that's the secret behind a good song. People, I remember Don McLean talking about American Pie.
Right.
And someone asked him, what does it mean? He said, it means I'll never have to work again.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one, wasn't it? A good response.
All right, yeah.
Going back to something which probably is a protest song, that's a group that I never heard of until you alerted me to it. Australian group called Red Gum.
Yes.
And their song 19.
I think that's, again, Vietnam War and just the awfulness and terribleness of Vietnam. And Red Gum were a very good group. They've got several good songs, but I was only 19, or I think it sometimes has another name as well. I think it's still their best song.
And okay, and then
I've been in Australia,
yes,
and I've heard people sing it on the streets or at various meetings.
Yep.
Mum and Dad and Denny saw the passing out parade at Puckapunyal. It was a long march from cadets. The 6th Battalion was the next to tour, and it was me who drew the card. We did Canungra, Shoalwater before we left. And Townsville lined the footpaths as we marched down to the quay. This clipping from the paper shows us young and strong and clean. And there's me in me slouch hat with me SLR and greens. God help me. I was only 19. From Buntow riding Chinooks to the dust at Nui Dat, I'd been in and out of choppers now for months. And we made our tents a home, VB and pin-ups on the lockers, and an Asian orange sunset through the scrub.
And can you tell me, doctor, why I still can't get to sleep? The night time's just a jungle dark and a barking M16. And what's this rash that comes and goes? Can you tell me what it means? God help me. I was only 19. A 4-week operation, when each step could mean your last one on two legs. It was a war within yourself, but you wouldn't let your mates down till they had you dusted off. So you closed your eyes and thought about something else. And then someone yelled out, contact! And the bloke behind me swore. We hooked in there for hours, then it got almighty raw. And Frankie kicked a mine the day that mankind kicked the moon. God help me. He was going home in June. Frankie drinking tinnies in the Grand Hotel on a 36-hour rec leave in Funtown. And I can still hear Frankie lying screaming in the jungle till the morphine came and killed the bloody row. And the Anzac legends didn't mention mud and blood and tears. And the stories that my father told me never seemed quite real. I caught some pieces in my back that I didn't even feel. God help me. I was only 19. And can you tell me, doctor, why I still can't get to sleep? And why the Channel 7 chopper chills me to my feet? And what's this rash that comes and goes? Can you tell me what it means? God help me. I was only 19.
And then we've got the delightful Warren Zevon track, which you insist on playing when you've ever got guests at your house. You can't. Right. You've got to listen to this, and that's Lawyers, Guns, and Money.
Right.
We can't have it. We can't have it.
And the last line sums it all up.
I'm a desperate man. Send lawyers, guns and money. Your shit has hit the fan. Guns and money. Send lawyers, guns and money. Send lawyers, guns and money.
And then back to the anti-war stem again, you've got Tom Paxton, who was, of course, a noted anti-war person, but he wrote this wonderful song, Good Jimmy Newman.
Oh, right,
so
yes.
So maybe we'll go out with that, Alan. Jimmy Newman by Tom Paxton.
Also a great song in terms of that, you know, he was a chap who obviously had died, and they didn't want to really... He was very... very keen not to admit it, but in the end, I think did admit that that was the case.
Yeah, I know that.
And again,
that refrain,
very much an anti-war song.
Yeah, wake up, Jimmy Newman, wake up, because you're about to go stateside.
Yeah.
Too late for him. Yes, very poignant. Hey, Alan, yeah, Alan Jones, I really, really thank you for your time and your musical taste. Glorious.
Oh, well, thank you. And thank you for playing them, because it's always good to hear.
Get up, Jimmy Newman, the morning is come. The engines are rumbling, the coffee's all brewed. Get up, Jimmy Newman, there's work to be done. And why do you lie there still sleeping? There's a waiting line forming to use the latrine. And the sun is just opening the sky. Ah, the breakfast they're serving just has to be seen. And you only to open your eyes. Get up, Jimmy Newman, my radio's on. The news is all bad, but it's good for a laugh. The tent flap is loose and the peg must be gone. Why do you lie there still sleeping? The night nurse is gone, and the sexy one's here, and she tells us such beautiful lies. Her uniform's tight on her marvelous rear, and you've only to open your eyes. Head up, Tilly Newman, you're missing the fun. They're loading the planes, Jim, it's time to go home. It's over for us, there's no more to be done. And why do you lie, they're still sleeping? It's stateside for us, Jim, the folks may not know. We'll let it be such a surprise. They're loading us next, Jim, we're ready to go. And you've only to open your eyes. Get up, Jimmy Newman, they won't take my word. I said you sleep hard, but they're shaking their head. Get up, Jimmy Newman, and show them you heard. Ah, Jimmy, just show them you're sleeping. A joke is a joke, but there's nothing to gain. Jim, I'd slap you, but I'm too weak to rise. Get up, dammit, Jimmy, you're missing the plane, and you've only to open your eyes.
Get out old Dan's records. Get out old Dan's records. We will dance the whole night long. It's fun to play the old time songs. If old Dan could see us now, I know he'd be so proud. Bring out old Dan's records. Bring out old Dan's records. I remember my Aunt Dee. She danced with Dan till 2 or 3. If old Dan could see her now, I know he'd shout out loud. Dig out old Dan's records. Bring out old records. We're all here, we've all got dates. We'll dance all night to the 78s. If old Dan could see us now, I know he'd be so proud. If old Dan was with us still, I know he'd come around. Get out old Dan's records. Dig out old Dan's records. Back to 1935, the boxcar jitterbug and jive. The old Dan can see us now, I know he'd be so proud. Get out old Dan's records. Bring out old Dan's records. High above the fireplace, there's a smile on old Dan's face. If old Dan could see us now, I know he'd be so proud. If old Dan was with us still, I know he'd come around.
It is with great sadness that Wellington Access Radio and the team at No Labels have to tell you about the passing of Alan Jones. Alan passed on Saturday, the 20th of July. There's going to be a memorial held for Alan at the Island Bay Bowling Club at 1 o'clock on Saturday, the 16th of August.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.